Something that God's laid on the heart, and we'll read it, and then if God won't give us word, we'll preach. If he don't, well, we'll just close it out pretty soon. Anyway, but anyway, I'm going to start reading in the book of John, 15th chapter, if you want to read along with us. And to just place in your mind, I'm going to go to Psalms, I guess the 83rd chapter after that. And after that, I want to go to Isaiah, 5th chapter. So we're just going to read some tonight, and if God gives us something with it, why, we'll do it. If we don't, why, the reading of the word is good anyway. Amen?
Amen.
John, 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I am the true vine. The 5th verse said, well, let's just read more. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye expect ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. Well, this. Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Can you imagine that? Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. We all know that you've got to be attached to the vine to have any strength, don't you? We know that you got to be attached to the vine to bring forth fruit. And he said, I am the true vine, and ye are the branches. We are the branches on that vine, because Jesus is the vine. I'm so glad of that, too. And he is always there. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Now I want to go into Psalms. Psalms 80. The book of Psalms, chapter 80. Read just a little bit more here. A prayer for restoration is a topic in my Bible on this. Starting at the 8th verse, thou hast brought the vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparedst room before it and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Listen to this. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they that pass by the way do pluck her. The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this land, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. Now I want to go to Isaiah and read a few more verses over here. Isaiah 5th chapter. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful field. And he fenced it, gathered out the stone thereof, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. O now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judea, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could I have done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the walls thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, it shall not be pruned, nor dig. But there shall come up briars and thorns, and I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but found oppression, but righteousness, but behold, a crown. All of these scriptures that I touched on tonight is a representation of the true vine. And the true vine is none other than God, Christ, and his church. The church, folks, is the true vine, and the word of God is going out into it. And we look around and we see that we, on the natural side, we can look around and see that a tree cannot bring forth fruit if it doesn't have connection to the root or to the vine. Now, it just can't make it on its own, can it? It won't bring forth no fruit. But to bring forth good fruit, that it has to be connected to the vine, Jesus Christ himself. And I want you to notice that the goodness has to flow up from the root, up into the tree, and it makes it green, and it flourishes, and it looks good, and it brings forth fruit that is edible and good and beautiful to look at, and all those things. And the same thing goes with God's children today, folks. We have got to be connected to the vine. We've got to be connected to the root, the root of God and the Spirit. And the same thing happens to us. If we get connected with God and we're right where we need to be, and we're looking to him for the Spirit and the goodness, I'll tell you what, God's Spirit will flow up through God's people in the church. It will flow up through it, and we will be able to look at the world and look at God's church and say, boy, there's something special about this thing that's called the church over here. Because look at her. She's flourishing. She's green. She's bringing forth a good bough. She's covering the land. Praise God today. Boy, let me tell you something. And it will bring forth fruit that is good. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. peace and gladness and strength and courage and boldness. All of those things are the goodness of the Spirit of God that we're connected to. We can be glad and be happy and be good. Same thing goes for those that we read back in the back over in the Old Testament scriptures. I want you to notice that God said, the Word said, talking about God, He said, you brought a good vine out of Egypt. You remember how God's people was down there in Egypt, and they were there for many, many years. But God looked down and He saw a reason, and He went down there to visit, and He brought that vine out of there. And the Bible said He planted it in good ground. He cleaned out the heathens. And although if you read the Bible, how that the land before them, as they came out, the waters didn't stop them, the fires didn't stop them, the walls of Jericho didn't stop them, nothing got in their way. But what God was not in it for them, the bumblebees fought for them, the many things that God brought them up out of there and give them victory over so many things. And yet, folks, as we read back there, after a while, did you know God's people seem like they forget real quick? They forget how that God has blessed them, and how that God has brought them out, and how that He has planted them, and how that He has blessed the Spirit to come through them, and up through them, and into the church, and how that it flows out. And seem like we so soon forgive. And we, there's many today that have laid their cross down. That's what the children of Israel did back there. They laid their works down and begin to look at things that please them and please their flesh. And you know what? God loved them. He made all the preparations for them. But if they come along and they decided that they would worship other gods and that they would bring other stuff in rather than what God had done for them, they soon forgot that they had crossed the Red Sea on dry land. They soon forgot that God was the one that was taking them through all the situations. They soon forgot after a while. And did you know the same God that can build us up, the same God that can bring us down? Did you know that? The Bible said there that He said, now, Israel, that's who it was. He said, this is the children of Israel, none other than them. And that's God's people. The children of Israel, God's people. But He said, I've brought you all up. I've given you the goodness of God. I've given you the great things. And yet, I planted a good vine. I done everything to it. And I even said, what more could I have done to them to cause it to be real fruitful and real good? Is there something lacking that I did not do? But He said, no. I tell you what, I've given it all. That goes for God's church today as well. Oh yes, but they said they turned their back on God, and you know what God did? He said, now church, I love you. I tell you what, God speaks to His people. God tells us how great we are in His, if we're doing what He wants us to do. But if we start to falter and to fail, God is always standing ready. He's standing right in place. And let me tell you what He said. I read it. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down your hedges. I'm going to take the wall from around it. I'm going to take down the protection that I put around you. I'm going to let the enemy come in and trample on you. I'm going to let Satan come in. I'm going to let him walk on you. Not because I don't love you, but because I do love you. And I've shown you and I've proved myself to you. And yet you turn your back on me and you turn the other way. I'm only going to tell you, he said, you'll be wasted. I tell you one thing. I guarantee one thing. I believe they regretted when God got done with it and Satan was turned loose on them. Will God do that? Let me tell you something. If you fail to do what God wants you to do, and the church fails to do what He wants to do, God will never forget His church. God will never completely forget it. But I guarantee you one thing. He will lay the chastening to us. He will wake us up. And sometimes it's a rude awakening, just like those children of Israel, when they come down to that, brought to a certain point, and they begin to beg God, God, come back, come back to this vine that you brought out and planted, that you made a fruitful vine. Would you come back to us, God? Would you come back in strength? Would you come back in power? Would you do for us? Although we fail, God, forgive us, help us, strengthen us again. It doesn't come easy. Did you know when God, the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. God's church, now, let's look around just a little bit further. God said that those things would come in and trample on it and cause all kinds of situations and bring in all kind of stuff. And boy, let me tell you something. God's not pleased with it, is He? God's not pleased with that. He let them know for sure that I am not pleased with this. And He said, you'll not be bringing forth no fruit. Your fruit is corrupt. It's no good. I look around us today, folks, and I tell you, God's church, how wonderful. I like to go back sometimes. I do it often, tell you the truth about it. I like to go back to where I was just a kid. And I like to go back and visit those old mother churches back that I used to go to at a younger age. And I like to think about the fruit that they were bearing. I like to think about the way that they come together in unity and in love. I like to think about how firm against Satan they stood. I like to think about how that the Word of God was being preached in purity and power and holy demonstration of the Spirit of God and conviction falling upon people. I remember when I was a young man, I just would not go to the house of God. I just said, after I got married to Martha, she was already saved, and I had not been saved when I got married. But she'd say sometimes, let's go to church. Go to church with me. And once in a while, I'd say, okay, I'll go with you. Well, praise God. When I got there, I couldn't rest. I couldn't be in peace because that old church was on fire. Oh, yes. And the vine was producing good fruit. Oh, yes. And I couldn't sit among the congregation of the righteous. Why? Because the Spirit of God would come and convict me and bring me to tears and bring me to sorrow. Not because it was bad. I didn't quite understand all about it fully, but I understood that it was something special, that it was God, God working. And more sometimes, more times than once, when the Spirit would get on me and begin to work, I'd get up and leave the house. I'd go outside and just walk up and down and pace the sidewalk and try to get it off of my mind or do away with it or get it away with. Thank God, one day that old church was powerful and she brought forth a child. And that child was none other than me. And I got saved by the grace of God. I'd more like to go back and think about those times. But it breaks my heart when I look around and I see so few being saved by the grace of God. Nowadays, in this day and time that we're living, I'm seeing so few, but God is still the same God. He's still wanting to save. He still is desiring to save our people. But folks, God has not changed. God is not weak. God will bring chastisement on us. He will tear the hedges down around us. He will let Satan walk on us. And boy, if there ever was a time that we're seeing that in the day and time that we're living, folks, look around us. I believe God. I tell you how far I think it's going to go. I believe it's going to come down to where the Bible said they'll desire to hear the word and they won't be able. It won't be there for them. It's coming down to the point they will want to hear, and there won't be a preacher. There won't be a spirit. There won't be anything that will help them and get them where they need to be.
Amen.
I believe that. Folks, I don't like to preach something that'll cause us to go down. I want to preach something that'll pick us up.
Right.
I want to preach something that will bring us to the point. God is not happy. I don't believe God is happy. I really don't. Do you think God is happy sitting on the throne and looking down at the old church? I believe he's looking just like he did at Israel and saying, oh, you walked away. You've turned your back. The fruit is not good. What you're bearing is not good. And I encourage us. The few. Oh, yes, there is a faithful few. And I thank God for you. And folks, it's up to us. Yes, I believe that God has weakened our strength because we have weakened ourselves. And we've combined things that God is not happy about, just like Israel did. But I guarantee you one thing. When it comes down to where that you are down to where like they were, you talk about, you'll hear a prayer meeting going on all these days after a while. But folks, I'm afraid it's going to be too late. There'll be a prayer meeting going on. There'll be the time. We used to sing an old song that it said, but you never mentioned him to me. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
You never mentioned him to me when you knew I was lost, when you knew I was astray. When you knew that I was not doing what God wanted me to do, though I was saved, though I was part of the church, yet you knew that I was not doing it, and yet you did not rebuke me, or you did not come to me with the word of God. Boy, let me tell you something. We've got to do. We've got a duty. We've got a job. We've got something that God expects of us. And God will hold us accountable. God will hold us accountable. Church, she's a wonderful thing, isn't she?
Yes.
Our church. You know what she is? She's the mother of every one of us.
Yeah.
That's what she is. You know what else she is? She's the bride, the Lamb's wife. You know what else she is? She's only married one time. You know what she is? She's strong. When we are doing what God wants us to do, she is strong. Did you know it depends on us? We're the children of Israel. Amen? We're the church. Just like they were the children of Israel, they were the church. God loved them. He depended on them. He wanted to see them working in his vineyard. How do we work in his vineyard? You know, I mean, each one of us, I think, that's been on the way very long, we can see the problems. We have a vision. We know where this thing is headed if it doesn't listen to God. If we don't get on our knees and start crying out to God. Yes, I believe he's already torn down some of the shelters around us. I fully believe that. I believe he's already done that. That's why we see Satan so easily creeping in. God has allowed this to happen. But not because God doesn't love us, because we are not doing. We're not as strong as we ought to be, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Is that just me? No, that's every one of us. It's every one of us. We need to be strong in the ways of God. We want our house to be a powerhouse.
Amen.
We want God's house to be a powerhouse. We want it to be strong, unmovable. And, you know, he said there in one scripture, in the first one I read, I believe it was, he said, if you will do what I asked you to do, and if you will walk uprightly before me, ask whatsoever you will. This is going pretty far, isn't it? Ask whatsoever you will, and I'll do it. We can't even get our people saved. Are we asking? Are we trusting? We can't get those that have laid their cross down to pick it up and come back with joy, gladness, and peace. We need to get on our knees like Israel did and start begging God. God, come back. God, come back to that vine you planted. This is still it. This is the vine that he brought out of Egypt and planted. He planted it in the good ground. He said, I've done everything that I know to do. But when it got up to bearing fruit, I went out to gather the good fruit, and guess what I found? Bad grapes. We don't want God to come and look and say, church, I love you, but your fruit is not good. We want him to look at us and say, he said, if the fruit is good and it's blessed, what did he say? He said, I'll purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's what I want to see. I want to see your kids saved.
Amen.
I want to see your grandkids saved.
Amen.
I want to see those husbands saved.
Amen.
I want to see those people that I associate with every day that I try to teach them about God, tell them about God, tell them about the church. I do. Do they always heed? No. But I believe that if we do it with the intention that God gives us to do, it will take its spot. It'll go where God wants it to go, and it'll do some work, and we just may see him saved. Amen.
Amen.
We just might be there. So I said I probably wouldn't do no preaching tonight. I probably didn't do much. That's okay. That's still what God told me to do.
Amen.
He just laid those scriptures on my mouth. So, any words from anyone? I don't think we even need a song of invitation. I believe everybody here is saved.
Yeah.
I got confidence here.
I love it. Yes,
I believe you're all saved.
Yeah.
I really do. But I do think that every one of us has got room to move up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every one of us has got room to move up. You know, I'd love to see the church at work and greatness. You say, you know, a lot of people say Sunday school's for kids. Well, I'm the biggest kid going. I love Sunday school.
Yeah.
I love the teachings of God. I love the spirit that flows with us in our Sunday school class. And we're getting more and more involvement in it. And I thank God for that. We're getting people speaking up and talking, and I just thank God for all of that, because we come together in unity and love. Reason together. He said, come and reason together. Learn together. Grow together.
Yeah.
Get strong together. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is by the obey God's word.
Yeah.
Support our church.
Yeah.
Let's keep the hedge up. Let's petition God and say, God, please, please, please. I went up where, where is it? In that revival. black man for preaching. Boy, I tell you what, I have basked in that week of service. I still am basking in the goodness and the preaching and how sound and how great and how good a spirit that was in it. I'm still basking in that. I'd like to see him come here and preach a revival. I really would. Boy, you talk about the church on fire. I'm telling you, that fellow can preach. He's 26 years old. Made me ashamed of myself. Yeah, made me ashamed of myself. 26 years old, I sit there and God said, this man can preach. This man, my preacher. I said, God, forgive me. He's farther along than I am. You know, that sometimes we have to admit our failures. Sometimes we have to admit those things. But boy, I praise God for the man that was standing. 26 years old. I could not believe that. I talked to him after service, and I thought he was about 45. You know, I thought he was, the way he preached, I thought he might be 80. He knew the word of God, boy, I'm telling you. And after service, I said, I talked to him. I said, Chase, how old are you? He said, I'm 26. I said, what? 26 years old. God can use us.
Yeah.
It's not our sense. It's not our education. Yeah. It's not anything. It's obedience to God. And I'm telling you what, you that went, Debbie, Tara, quite a few of you went. And I'm telling you what, I couldn't miss a night. I didn't miss a night. I couldn't wait till the next night to get there to hear it again. And I just thank God for that. We can do that. God has no respect for us. We can do that. Each one of us can be just that way. And I just thank God for what I've been able to do in this life for him. But I want to do more.
Amen.
I want to do more. God bless you. Anything on anybody's heart and mind? If you want to have a song, we can.
Brother Lloyd, I have so much to be thankful for this thing. You know, I have two of my granddaughters are saved, and I know God is going to work.
God bless you. Bless you.
On Sunday, the plan is, and you know, say more, it's on plan.
Bless you,
Lord. The plan is that the kids will be here, all my grandkids will be here, and you know, the husband's 14, and we got to, you know, we got to just stagger along there, but I do know that they hear the word. And I'd like to ask you all with Breezy. And we say all the time, we're amazed at God, but we shouldn't be. We should know that we ask.
He's great.
He says we ask, he will give us.
Right. He will give us.
And have his faith that, you know, maybe that the Lord will save my little grandson that are coming today. Yeah, and these others that are coming. But it's just a lot to be thankful for. It's your first Thanksgiving as a Christian. And I just got on Sunday, I think Trinity is going to sing for us that she did a man talent show at their school. They had a tryout for it, and Trinity did this little, what's it called, Tara? A thing to her grandpa, great grandpa there. He's really sick, he's got Alzheimer's. And she sung, thank God for my Christian home.
Amen.
That's one of the plays on one sung Christian song. We brought things and things that are going on. And it's like, oh Lord, what are these kids listening to? But she did. She sung the whole song.
Oh.
And it was nice. It was good that she, I'm telling you, they heard something.
Right. And so amen.
And just pray Sunday that Satan don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And my grandbaby will get saved.
We are the light of this world. Our kids is so important.
Yes, they are.
Our kids are so important. We love them. Becky's got a blessing.
Yes.
A couple Sundays ago. One of them, Reese, got saved. Next Sunday, she gets baptized. I encourage her every time she comes. I hug her neck and tell her how proud we are of her and thank God for her. And I'm just so glad that she got saved, and she's glad too. Let me tell you, did you notice she opened her mouth today? Did you notice she didn't sit there and hold things in? She opened her mouth. Encourage that.
Yes.
Encourage that, folks.
We need our kids. They are God's kids too.
Amen.
They're God's kids.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, He loves them. We need to love them with all that's in us.
Yeah.
Teach them right. Don't let them get away with things that's bad. Rebuke them with love. Not with dishonor or not with anything that's harsh. Rebuke them with the love of God.
Right.
And talk to them and explain to them. They're just kids. They're growing.
Yeah.
They need that.
Yes.
They need that. And each one of us are responsible. That was really good. I really enjoyed that. Thank God for you obeying the Lord.
Amen.
Someone else. I want to tell us how great God is. Well, you're quiet. God's not great. God is great. I thank God for what He does in my life. Y'all know? I'm getting old. But I still love the Lord, and the Lord still loves me. Amen. Brother Wayne. Thought he was going to say something.
Yeah.
Thought he had a testimony. Yeah. Nobody else got one? Let's pray for Roger.
Yeah. I will.
God bless you.
Heart, Roger,
God bless you.
I won't hold up the church, but I was listening today about a lady talking about, just goes along with Lisa's testimony about not being worthy. And I just want to thank God that I wasn't worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And she quoted Revelation 5. And the book, when the book was opened, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with seven seals.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy
open
this book and to loose the seals
here?"
And no man in heaven,
no,
nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open this book, neither to look.
Right.
And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book.
Look who did.
To look thereon, not even to look on it. No one was worthy.
That's us.
And no one of the elders saith unto me,
bless you. Bless you.
Weep not. Behold the lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David.
Amen.
Has prevailed to open the book.
Uh-huh.
And to loose the seven seals.
Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for the Lamb.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let it flow from breast to breast. That's what He is. He's a river flowing. He wants to flow through every heart. He wants you to testify. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to lift Him up. He wants you to study the Word of God. He wants you to be strong. He wants us to win our people. And folks, if we will do just what these two ladies have done tonight, we will grow stronger in the way of God. Our spirit will grow greater. God said, if you will bear fruit, I will purge it that you bear more fruit. That's just what God will do.
Right.
Somebody else got something on your heart. If you have, say it, boy. I'm not no hurt. When the Lord's in it, I'll tell you what, that's the best place in the world for me to be. Somebody else. Testimony. Anything on your heart. I thank God.
Amen.
He's good. Wayne, I believe you could if you would. He got a blessing, I don't know that much. You know, sometimes we're shy, aren't we? Sometimes God says holler. We don't holler. I mean, God says raise your hand and shout the praise of God. We don't do it. Do you know what we're doing? We're growing weaker.
Amen.
We're growing weaker.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We don't want to do that. You say, well, you want everybody to be radicals? No, I just want you to follow the Spirit.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Follow the Spirit. Let me tell you something. If you're following the Spirit, not only will you get a blessing, I'll get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those over there will get one. These over here.
Right.
And when we come together and rejoicing and praising God, you talk about having a good time, we will have a good time. Pray for Roger again.
Yes.
Remember him.
Yeah.
Very unusual. Roger's sick.
Yeah.
Enough not to come to church. I don't know what his problem is, but it's pretty serious, I'd say. So let's pray for him and lift him up in our prayers. And that God will just touch him.
Yes.
I know Roger a little bit. I don't know him real well, but I know him a little bit. I know one thing, that boy never sits down hard. Yeah. That'll get to you after a while, yeah. Especially when you get a little age. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's beginning to get to him. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hard for him to sit down. What's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life? Is try to slow down, but I've had to do that recently. I'm like, you know, I like to work 10 hours a day at least. And I've done that all my life, and that's all I ever knew, just work. I like to work for God, too. I found that to be the best payday I've ever had, working for God, amen. But let's lift each other up, okay? Anybody else got a testimony? Jennifer, you're going to have to talk loud, girl. I can't hear you. Speak up.
God has
blessed.
God bless. Every one of us has a place. God has put us where He wants us.
Yes, yeah.
David, we're proud of you, son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Proud of you. Thank God for you. Don't never give up. Don't never give up on God. Keep Him first in your life. Pick your friends. Kids, pick your friends. Don't keep company with ungodly company. You don't need to. You say, well, that's hard to find, godly company. And in these schools today, let me tell you, it's hard to find. But I believe there's someone there. I believe God will put someone there, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe God will help you kids. Yeah. I believe that. And I thank God for that. I'm just proud of all of our kids. And anybody else got anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to say the other day at Bible study, we talked about
she come, God put somebody in her path.
Yeah.
We had it in our Sunday school lesson today. She stands at the paths. And there is two paths. And this church stands at the paths. And we are the dividing, we are the factor that chooses, that helps people choose the right path.
Yeah.
You know that? That's our responsibility. Somebody was standing in the path.
Yes.
and let her know that she needs to be saved.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yes.
And the church, as I taught in our Sunday school today, she stands at the pass.
Yeah.
Where they come. And yes, they do come. Every one of us was on that bad pass. Every one of us. And it come to where the paths meet. Guess who was standing there? The old church. The old church that was preaching the gospel. And the path of God opened up to me. I accepted it, and I've been on it ever since. The Bible's, woo! Praise the Lord. I tell you what I feel like. You know, my back ain't hurt a bit tonight. I got in the old path. He said, when you find the old path, get in it and walk in it. I found it, and I've been walking in it ever since. I ain't seen no place to exit.
No.
I don't believe there's any exit on it. If they are, I'm not looking for it. I guarantee you that. Some of them, I get started praising the Lord, and I don't know when to quit. That's the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you, man. That's what we need to do. Let the world know that what we've got is better than what they've got.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyone else? Not? Thank you for your blessing. Thank you.
I know I said something sooner, but all night listening to the message and listening to everybody, how many of you had a favorite song that's been sticking in my mind all night? It's called The Great Speckled Bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's what a beautiful thought I was thinking concerning the great speckled bird and how her wings shelter men of all nations, every color, every race. And how the world longs to find fault with her teaching, but really can't find a mistake. And I know that the world's looking at us and trying to find fault.
Yeah.
There is no fault in Jesus.
That's
right. In His word.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud that I know her meekness.
Yeah.
And I know her name. Thank you, God. You're sending your son.
Let the Spirit say so.
Thank you.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
You can sacrifice to get here. Thank you, Lotha. You get here and don't do what God wants you to do. You ain't done nothing. Do what God wants you to do. You talk about a powerhouse church.
Yeah.
We'll be one. Amen. And somebody else. It doesn't matter to me. Some people say you don't go to work tomorrow. I'll be up before most of you. I guarantee you that. I'll be up before most of you. 6 o'clock comes. These feet will hit the floor probably. But that's every day. Anybody else?
Boy, I can't talk that crap. You know, this is a sad time of year for me. And I cry every day and every night. And these days that I don't live no longer. Since my wife's been gone, I know she loved me with everything in her. And I did her. Since she's been gone, there ain't nothing interested me. And I know I love my children, and I know they love me. But these days, I just don't stay here no more. I thought of some bad things. I know God is not pleased with that. But sometimes, Lord, it gets on my mind so strong. I don't know what to do. I said, Lord, you said if I call on you in my time of trouble, my time of need, you'd
ask me. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Call. That's a promise, isn't it?
Yeah. And he took the burden, but Lord, I hope I ain't been a burden to this church. Hallelujah. This has all prayed for me and prayed for my children.
Amen.
I want you to continue to do that after I'm gone.
Amen.
I'm just not satisfied with the Lord. she asked me if I remember, I was jealous. I said I was, but I still am. And my wife was too, boy. But where there's love, there's jealousy. There's no jealousy in love, there's no love there. That's just the way I see that. I don't know how you can see it, but it goes well with you. If the Lord will let you, just you mention my name to him, but if he won't let you, you can't. It won't do no good. I told my nephew, he called me from down in Texas. I told him, I said, if you ain't got love, you ain't got nothing. I don't care what you got. You own this whole wide world. There ain't no love there, Lord. There ain't nothing there.
Yes.
And since she's gone, I'm just like a shoe. I'm just
God is Lord.
Word shoe. But I just hope I can overcome my past.
What if, I want to put this, what if your families was following in your footsteps, working in the way that you have taught them? This house wouldn't hold them. That's true. We need to shine a glorious light.
You know, when my children, boy, they don't come and see me much no more because
tells them about God. I know what he does.
So his mother, I get to crying, and I don't want to hurt him, but I can't help it. I just can't help it.
Yeah. Tell them about God.
When I get to know about your mother, I just can't hold it. I just can't hold it.
All
I don't see my little grandchild like without seeing Rob and my little kids. I'm just telling the truth. I just can't hold it. Keep crying to save my life. What I'm talking to. I ask God every day to help me to know that she had peace and everything is well with her. You know, I've told this to the church before. I had a dream, Lord, that she come to Kim. I thought her letter through the back door. She was dressed up like an angel. I said, that was a dream. It was a good dream. But I said, I know for a fact that the Lord can, the Holy Spirit can speak direct to my heart. It will be a dream. It will be a reality. I know he can.
Yes, he can.
He didn't have to prove nothing to me, but he had it before.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be talking to you if he hadn't watched over me many times, more than one time, too.
Keep telling them about Jesus. Like I say, if Eli's family was here, we'd have 15 or 20 more.
Yeah.
You know? And that goes for most of us. I don't have no family here. I'm a loner. Need more of them. So we don't have nobody left. At one time, I had a church full of my family. Over at Old Charity Church and that old storefront church, We all went there, and on Sunday we'd have 85, 90. Just, there wasn't nowhere to sit. People getting saved just every week. And what a wonderful time. But we don't have that no more. But keep encouraging. Keep coming. Keep blessing. Keep praying. Keep doing it. Okay? No other words? Terry?
Before I leave, boy. Before I leave, I want you to know this. I was jealous, but I trusted my wife. I never had to look back when I left the house. I never had to look back. I trusted her with all my heart. Because I know she was a true wife to me.
Yeah.
She was a mother of them children.
Yeah.
And she was a grandma of them grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
She was just as great a wife as the Lord could have given her. I told little Jack here, I said, me and her fell in love when we was teenagers.
Yeah.
And my grandson, Brian's little boy, 15, he said, Papa, did you and Mama ever break up when you started dating? I said, no, we didn't. We never broke up not one time. And I was telling Jack, you better have to marry this girl because you might find somebody else. But I couldn't talk because when we used to get my little wife started dating when we was teenagers,
We dated until I was 22 and she was 20. I waited a long time, but we weren't satisfied unless we were with each other. And I grew up with them, you know. So that's all I'm going to say, boy.
God bless us and stuff. No other words? Terry, you dismiss our service.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Give us just to be in your house, Lord. Hear your word, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies and the words of advice, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you go with us to our home, Lord. Help us be life, lots and times, Lord. We ask you in your own sweet blessing, and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you was bored, tonight,
shame
pray.
On.
Amen. I didn't get bored at all. I'll tell you, when the Spirit, people don't obey the Spirit, you'll not get bored.
Right.
If you're with them, but now if you said that, go some other way, you get bored.